Nemo Sinis Nemon. From A Taste of Ismenian Water. By M.J. Bradley. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 25. Three's Company.
Violette!
Three identical gray pairs of eyes watched him weave through the tables of the cafe to the empty fourth chair. Isabel, Celine, Colette. Harry sat down and glanced over the map on the table, breathing in a wash of coffee and cigarette smoke. Have you already made plans? The sister opposite him set down her espresso with a quiet clink and flicked her gold hair over her shoulder. The magical community of Belgium is an ally of France. It's important we are seen to be standing by our allies. I was told as much. She pulled the collar of her blue and gold robes down with a single finger to bare the purple scar running across her neck.
Isabel.
Sorry. He flashed her a smile. That must get annoying.
We're the same,
they chorused.
We don't mind.
Just pick a name, Isabel said. We don't mind, Violette. It's not as if we know your name.
True. Harry studied the red dots running along the Belgian border. So these are the cells?
They're small ones, Isabel replied.
Right, Celine?
Yes.
Celine finished her espresso.
As part of standing by our allies, we informed the Belgian government, if you can call it that, of their existence. They assumed they were Dutch, of course,
Colette said. Of course? Harry raised an eyebrow.
The Dutch are long-standing British allies, Colette replied. They have been for 200 years.
They would like to have the magical communities of Belgium back under their control for various reasons, Celine said.
Mostly because they were once an empire, and missed standing on the world stage, Isabel said. It doesn't matter right now. Some unofficial political nastiness happened, and things as they are, it's important we don't lose face.
Things are about to get complicated, aren't they? Harry groaned. I was hoping we could be done by lunch, Isabel laughed.
We will not be done by lunch, Violette, but if you are allowed, we will take you out to dinner if things go well.
He chuckled. Flair's dark eyes flashed through his thoughts.
I'll check with my wife. Colette smiled. A good boy.
No need for her to worry about us, Celine said.
You're not our type, Isabel said. You don't have the right shape.
She drew an hourglass with her fingertips.
For us. We prefer our own company. Colette said.
I'm sure my wife will be very relieved to hear that, Harry said. I don't think she really likes the idea of me spending much time with you three, and we've only been married a few months. Celine rolled her eyes.
They never do. Which is funny, Colette said. Because we'd much rather spend time with the wife than the husband.
I think Violette has got the point, Isabel said.
But we'll still take you out for food.
Steak,
Celine grinned.
Rare.
No.
The other two replied.
No more steak.
Fish, Colette said. With white wine and mushrooms.
And just the mushrooms and the wine, no meat.
Isabel wrinkled her nose. But we should focus or it will be a late dinner.
Violette can choose, Celine said. That's fair.
Colette and Isabel exchanged a look.
It's fair.
Harry stared at the map.
So the complication? We can't prove them to be Dutch. Isabel said. That would cause trouble, because they're not Dutch.
But we can't prove they're not Dutch,
Celine said. Because the Belgians have already made accusations and may lose face if they are proved wrong.
So,
it's been decided higher up that we don't leave any usable evidence to prove or disprove anything,
Colette replied.
The Belgians will be watching. They have a handful of oros.
So make sure you use overwhelming force.
It will look good for La Belle France as well, Isabel said.
Destroy everything without it looking suspicious, Harry said. I can do that. Fiend fire's probably not a good idea. Everyone seems to worry about it spreading. He reached out and slid Celine's espresso saucer aside to reveal the last red dot.
I'm sure I can find a way. Improvisation usually works out for me.
The three sisters shared a look and stood up.
Ready, Violet?
Ready. He glanced back at the map. Or I would be if I knew where we were going. They laughed and held out their hands.
Isabel, no, you. Sisters.
Colette swatted their hands away and grabbed Harry's.
We can go together.
The world lurched, and Harry stumbled onto flat paving with a loud crack. A scatter of benches lined whitewashed walls down the street.
The muggles are all gone.
Colette released his hand.
The Belgians snuck them all out and kept them busy elsewhere. Collateral damage is encouraged, Celine said. We'll fix it by the time the muggles come back.
Harry glanced along the neat row of houses.
So, the only one with a red door?
Isabel pulled out her wand.
Waltz?
Waltz, her sisters echoed, reaching out and touching their wands to Isabel's. A crackling white beam of light burst from their outstretched wands, throwing a glimmering bubble over the house.
Well, they know we're coming.
Harry slid his wand from his sleeve and strode toward the door.
And there's no escape.
An orange spell smashed through the window and hissed over his shoulder. He swatted away another pair and forced magic through his wand, compressing it into a silver spark at its tip. Harry flicked it in through the window and closed his eyes. Silver light seared at his eyelids.
I said I'd kill them all.
He pushed the amber mask figure out of his mind's eye.
And if collateral damage is encroached?
Fulminis. White lightning tore through the red door, spraying splinters across the street. Harry twisted his wrist, ripping the crackling beam through the lower floor, melting through whitewashed brick like butter. The house crumbled to the ground with a low groan and a dull crash. A handful of loud cracks rang across the street, and bright flashes whispered past him. Harry threw up his shield, peering through the colored splashes of bursting spells at the handful of ragged wizards and witches surrounding the DuFour sisters.
Traitors!
A wizard cried, hurling blue hexes as fast as his arm could move.
We are saving France!
The three sisters glided apart. Isabel danced through the sapphire curses and put a piercing hex through the man's chest, her sisters shielding her back with a wall of golden light. Isabel turned on her heel, apparating back across the street before another wizard, and Celine and Colette swiveled, sweeping the golden bubble around behind her once more. Harry dropped his shield and wrenched the street back past him, stepping onto the far side of Isabel and conjuring a lash of flame. The witch opposite him snarled and ripped the paving stones up into a wall. His whip of fire splashed against them and gutted out. She shattered them with a growl, sending stone shards hissing towards him. A line of searing fire burst across his side as he apparated behind her.
Confringo!
She turned her wand on Isabel. The spell grazed the edge of the golden bubble and struck Isabel in the hip, spraying blood across the street.
Isabel!
Colette cried. Celine slashed her wand, tearing through the thin shield of the remaining wizard and sending him flying back into the wall. Isabel staggered to her knees, her hand pressed to her side and crumpled onto the street. Harry forced his magic into the air and wrapped it about the witch's body like a fist, ripping her head back. Her skull and spine tore free in a red splatter clattering across the cobbles.
Violet!
Celine whirled on him.
Destroy everything, my sister, and I must help Isabel.
The last wizard dragged himself up on the wall and leveled his wand at Isabel.
You're fucking coming with me, bitch!
Harry thrust out his hand, summoning the man across the scorched, smashed stones until he flopped over the witch's corpse. The wizard scrambled to his feet and turned toward Isabel. White sparks swirled around Harry's wand tip as he drew his magic forth.
Fulminis, he murmured.
A white flash tore at his eyes. He blinked away the bright green spots, surveying the empty, blood-stained stones and striding through the floating ashes.
Isabel...
A galleon-sized hole leaked blood from Isabel's side across the street, soaking her blue robes and her golden hair.
Mad,
Harry muttered.
Shut up,
Celine snapped. Colette grabbed one of Isabel's hands and ripped open her blue and gold robes.
While one of us lives, none of us will die.
She gave Isabel a gentle shake when her eyes flickered closed.
We are inseparable.
Celine seized Colette's free hand and pulled Isabel's fingers away from her wound.
While one of us lives, none of us will die.
She squeezed Isabel's fingers.
Say it, Isabel. Say it.
Isabel blinked dazed gray eyes and dragged in a ragged, shallow breath.
While one of us lives, none of us will die.
Her gaze sharpened and her chest heaved.
We will not allow it.
Celine and Colette hissed and grit their teeth, red spreading across their robes. The hole in Isabel's side crept closed to leave a purple scar the size of a sickle. Isabel shuddered and collapsed on the cobbles, resting her head back on the stone. Colette pulled open her robes and tugged up her shirt, showing off an identical mark on her side.
Still the same? Almost.
Isabel's fingers crept to her neck.
Silly sister.
Colette pulled Isabel to her feet and kissed her hard on the lips.
Don't go forward so fast. How many times do we have to tell you? Celine?
Colette hissed.
Violette is here with us.
Three pairs of grey eyes fixed themselves on him. Harry held up his hands.
I saw nothing. It's none of my business if you prefer your own company, but...
He held up a finger. Only so long as you keep your hands off my wife.
Our hands are already full.
Celine giggled. Then the humor faded from her face.
I would ask you for a vow, but I suspect you can't give one.
I can. I could even if Flo and Gabby hadn't tweaked the ring, because keeping your secret is almost certainly for the good of France.
He weighed things up.
But I don't want to.
I can't, he replied. But all I've seen is a small magical miracle, so I can't imagine what you'd want me to keep secret. Isabel offered him a small smile.
Merci, Violette.
Colette pulled Isabel's robes closed.
Stop showing Violette so much skin, sister. His lovely wife will get upset.
She cleaned the blood from Isabel's blonde curls and their robes with a murmured spell.
We're just going to get messy again, Colette.
Celine giggled.
One base down 5 months ago.
Isabel nodded.
On we go.
Wait. Harry stifled a stab of amusement. I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe a little more of a plan. They shared a short glance and nodded.
We do the same thing, but more carefully, Isabel said. If you can manage to repeat that spell, Violette.
I can. His eyes slid down to the purple scar peeking through the hole in her robes.
How did you do that?
Isabel smiled.
We're inseparable.
Celine nodded.
While one of us lives, none of us dies, Colette whispered. We learned how years ago.
Isabel's fingers crept to the scar on her neck.
It's not a spell, Violette. There's no incantation or wand motion. You won't be able to learn it. We are bound.
Celine pressed her lips.
You have seen enough to know the truth. One heart in three bodies, Colette said.
Abstract magic. A small smile crept onto his lips. The best kind of magic. Celine laughed.
We like you.
Don't tell my wife, Harry said. She's a very jealous girl.
It's okay, Violette, Colette teased. We promised to share her with you.
Harry laughed. I don't think that would go as well as you think. She's quite pregnant and very likely to set fire to all three of you.
She can't kill us, Celine said. Not while one of us lives. One heart in three bodies.
A stab of desire pierced him.
La Victoire Finale. Fire.
Isabel's forehead wrincled.
Laurent Delacour's daughter got married a few months ago and is pregnant, no? And she would have a fiery temperament.
Celine and Colette shared a frown.
Oui. Honoré Delacour?
Isabel smiled.
There, now we got no secret to keep.
Sort of.
Harry smothered a grin. You keep mine, I'll keep yours, he promised.
We will,
they chorused.
We'll even pay for dinner, Celine said.
Let's go, Isabel said.
Or poor Violette will be home late to his jealous wife, and we'll have to explain why he spent so long with the three most beautiful women in France.
3 second most beautiful, Harry replied. My wife is perfect.
Oh, Celine cooed. He's such a nice boy.
Let's keep him, Colette said.
Can we steal him from Les Inconnus?
No. Isabel shooed her sisters into line.
Walk first, play little girls.
5 more bases.
Harry suppressed a sigh.
And then Spain, I suspect. France only has so many borders, and I've toured most of them already.
For the text of this and other stories, visit alltheblankcanvas.com, as well as patreon.com/theblankcanvas. Music by As I Walk Into the Abyss Blinded. QA assistance by Sakiko and Ohana. If you would like to commission me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch using the contact information on my website, which is located at sangabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as links to my Patreon page, to which I hope you consider subscribing to support me, and my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.